Shit, so this is episode 149. That means the next episode is 150. I just sat there and said, I'm going to do something special for 150. Now I got to get my shit together and finally do that episode of Stating the Obvious. If you have not listened to the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, 147, you need to do that because this one is picking up directly at the end of that one. I mean, pretty much directly, right, Randy? I mean, I took a piss break. I did not refill my water bottle. Let me go do that. Hang on. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. If you're like me, you can adjust the microphone height while you're fucking recording instead of being smart enough to do it previously. Right. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Yes, I'm still adjusting the microphone. I'm also still the Great One himself, and this is still Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that hopes to destroy stupid motherfuckers all around the world. Yes. Yes, I think I'm finished fucking with the microphone. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's over there. She's on the other side of the glass where she can be seen but not heard, the way all women should be. I am the Great One himself here. Cynical Libertarian Society, Stating the Obvious podcast. We're on the internet, CYNLIBSOC.com. It is still 7th of October, 2013, Stating the Obvious, number 149. You send us email, God, that's God, dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. All right, we're getting back into picking this up. I am. There's no we here. It's I. It's all me. Me, 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 me. I'm like a fucking feminist. It's all about me. It's all about my fucking emotions. It's all about I need attention. We are in the process of reading this column from this stupid bitch who is named, what's her name? Bevan Barber Campbell. Yes, she has a hyphenated last name, about the bicycling. So like I said, if you have not listened to the previous edition, you're listening to this one, well, fucking go back and listen to the other one, otherwise you're not going to know what the hell's going on. Oh wait, if you're a statist, you're not going to know what the hell's going on anyway. And yes, Randy, I'm still fucking with the microphone. Hold on, I almost got it. All right, there we go. Let's try that. Oh, God, I'm just fucking pissed off, man. I knew that this topic was going to get me fired up, but God damn it, you people are so fucking stupid. All right, let's do this. Ah! Okay, I had to take a puff on the smokage there. All right. In my nicotine-stained fingers. All right, let me get back to stop plagiarizing Rush Limbaugh. Let me get back to this. All right. All right, seriously, how's my audio doing? Is my mic peeking out a little bit? Okay, let me back off the microphone a little bit. Try to be a little bit half-assed decent mic technique. All right, let me get back to reading. As an instructor for safe routes to school, I spend a lot of time trying to convince children to stop at every stop sign. Wait, so the children need a program called Safe Routes to School, which teaches them to stop at stop signs. So what exactly are they learning in school? And how much effort does it take to teach children to stop at a fucking stop sign? The stop sign says right there on it, stop. I mean, stop is fucking written on the stop sign. Do we need any more clear indicators that the public education system is a failure? We need a program to teach children to stop at stop signs. Stop signs are signs which are large and clearly visible that say the word stop on them. Is there any wonder why I refer to people under the age of 30 as the stupidest generation ever? I was a kid once, believe it or not. I was once under 30. I don't recall anybody ever having to tell me that you were supposed to stop at stop signs. I figured this shit out. And I went to public school. It would be too confusing to tell them they must stop, but their parents don't need to. Why? Why? Why are they so stupid? What do you mean it would be too confusing to tell them they need to stop, but their parents don't need to? Well, first of all, if that's confusing, why is it so confusing to tell them they shouldn't, for example, hit other people, but their parents can kill brown people in foreign countries with flying robots? Why isn't she, this fucking bitch, writing a column about how it's too confusing to tell children that they shouldn't use violence to solve problems, but adults can put other people in rape cages to solve problems? Yeah, this is what Stefan Molyneux talks about all the time when he talks about parenting. The idea that we tell children there are all these things the kids should do and shouldn't do. And then all the things we tell kids to do, you know, don't lie, be honest, don't hit other people. The parents go out and do all of these things. Well, if it's so confusing for the kid to fucking understand the stop sign concept, why isn't it confusing for the kids to understand the whole killing other people concept? Modeling is everything with kids. They will do what they see their parents doing. Right. They will see their parents supporting sociopaths. They will see their parents voting for sociopaths. They will see their parents supporting laws that put people in rape cages. They will see their parents using violence to solve problems. They will see their parents being over-emotional dumb bitches like Bevan is and attempting to rationalize their fear by, you know, talking about their emotions and making laws to pacify their own emotions instead of just getting their shit together and dealing with the fact that life is what it is. Yes. Children will, and this is why the children are fucked up, because look at the people they have in their lives to model. People like this dumb bitch, Bevan Barber Campbell. Every fall, we have an influx of CSU students, many of whom already don't stop at stop signs and might misinterpret the audience as having given them right-of-way at intersections. This could be lethal. Okay, how stupid are these fucking kids? What do you mean they're going to misinterpret the audience? Again, influx of college students. College students all have what? Mothers. They were raised by women. They all have 12 years of public education. They're too stupid to understand what a stop as yield law means. Again, what did they spend 12 years learning while they were in public education? What if the public education system took a few minutes, just a few minutes, just a couple, and stopped talking about how all white men are rapists and just explained to them what the fucking concept of treating a stop sign as a yield sign? How can you not understand? What is this? Misinterpret the ordinance. How can you misinterpret the concept of treating a stop sign as a yield sign? If you know what a fucking yield sign is, Again, who are these people with their 12 years of public education who don't know how a fucking yield sign works? They're going to CSU. In theory, they're smart enough to get into a college. How can they not fucking know how a goddamn yield sign functions? And yes, it could be lethal, because that's called evolution. It's called natural selection. This is a part of the larger problem here, is that all of this is geared at keeping... Right, all of this fear-based shit that Bevin is spewing, right? All of this is geared at keeping the stupid people alive. I mean, people who are so stupid that they would run a stop sign when there's like oncoming traffic, or an oncoming vehicle, right? These are people who are stupid motherfuckers. If you're coming to a four-way intersection and there's a stop sign and you're biking along and you look over there and you see there's a car coming and you see there's not a stop sign for the car and you just keep going through the stop sign, that's stupidity. If you get hit by the car and it kills you, that's natural selection. That's how evolution works. Okay? The point of natural selection and evolution is to remove the stupid DNA so the smart DNA continues. This is why our species as a whole is becoming such a giant fucking clusterfuck of failures. Because our entire society is geared towards making sure the stupidest people in our society are not just kept alive, but actually fucking breed, right? I mean, this is what the welfare state and this is what religion are exclusively about. You take the stupidest people in our society and you keep them alive long enough for them to make babies. Why? Because religious people predominantly vote Republican. Welfare people predominantly vote Democrat. And so the Republicans and the Democrats, those are essentially the breeding pools for voters, for the Republicans and the Democrats. You keep the... Again, because we live in a democracy, I make little air quotes, right? Democracy. So the Republicans and Democrats need large numbers of stupid people to vote for them. Well, you're not going to find those stupid people anywhere other than in the inferior DNA. Because superior DNA will eventually figure out that it's a fucked up situation and stop participating in the voting game. So you need not just inferior DNA, but you need a lot of inferior DNA. Remember, Obama was only elected by 19.something% of the population of the United States. But that's all it takes in a democracy, and so you need this large mass of stupid inferior people. And you get them from very religious communities, and you get them from welfare communities. And these are the people who, if left to their own devices, will die. If they had to pay for their own babies, they'd die. If they didn't have other people to help them and get them through life and tell them right from wrong, they would die. If you're not smart enough when you're on your bicycle to not get in the path of oncoming traffic, then your DNA needs to be removed. That's fucking natural selection. For young adults, children, and pedestrians, the Idaho stop law could be dangerous. No. Actions are dangerous. The law is not the source of danger. It's the actions that are dangerous. It's the action of killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, which is dangerous to brown people. Okay? It's the action of making marijuana illegal, which is dangerous to people who have marijuana. It's the action of arresting people and putting them in rape cages for not stopping at stop signs that makes the law that says you have to stop at every stop sign on your bicycle dangerous. Laws are not dangerous. It's the actions of other people. Okay, if I'm riding my bicycle and there's the stop sign and the car is coming from the other way and I blow through the stop sign and don't stop at it and the car hits me, it's not the law that's fucking dangerous. It's my stupidity to not stop at the fucking stop sign because I didn't stop at the stop sign. That's the fucking danger. It's the action of not stopping at the stop sign when there's oncoming traffic. It's the action of thinking I could make it before the car got there and being a really shitty judge of distance. Again, natural selection. People who can look at oncoming traffic and judge, do I have enough time to get my bicycle across the street before the car gets here, right? It's like the gazelle. The gazelle who sees the lion and sees the lion creeping closer and makes the determination, I should run away now. As opposed to the gazelle who sees the lion coming closer or doesn't see the lion or sees the lion and thinks, well, I can wait for the lion to get closer and I'll still be able to get away with it, right? Bad judgment. Poor timing. See, evolution removes those animals from the gene pool. If you're not smart enough to figure out if you can get your bike across the street before the traffic gets there, it means that you have a poor ability to judge time and distance. It means that your DNA needs to be removed from the gene pool. But of course, the Democrats and Republicans recognize that because you're that stupid, you are a potential voter. And thus, they need to keep you alive so that you can make babies to vote for them. Laws are not dangerous. The people who enforce the laws are dangerous. Because they will put you in a rape cage. They will taser you. They will handcuff you. They will pepper spray you. They will hit you. They will beat you. They will kick you. They will shoot you. But laws are fictitious concepts. It is likely that it will decrease the safety of children and pedestrians and possibly make bicycling even more intimidating to populations that are already hesitant, such as, you guessed it, such as the trials and tribulations of being in this recording studio. I'm not going to explain what just happened, don't worry about it, but Randy and I are just having a little more fun than we should be having. Let me start this again. It is likely that it will decrease the safety of children and pedestrians and possibly make bicycling even more intimidating to populations that are already hesitant, such as women and children. Oh, yes, women and children. Yes. What about the children? Sexism. Again, it's just more of this shit. Okay, so if women are so fucking equal to men, why are you so scared to ride a bicycle? Why can't you go out there and ride a fucking bike? I get this, you know, I hear some fucking whore talking about how she's my equal. Just, you know, unless you are opening your mouth to put my dick in it, if you're a woman, just shut the fuck up. And the children, again, the children, public education, like fuck, they all have mothers. Why aren't their mothers teaching them to ride a bicycle? That's right, because their mothers don't give a fuck about them. Their mothers are having their children as just trophy children. They don't give a shit about the kids. They have the children because you get more welfare check if you make babies. The mothers don't give a shit about their children. The public school system is a bunch of incompetent idiots teaching the children to be stupid. It's the gender card. It's the what about the children card. As a bike advocate, I'm an advocate. No, you're a fucking stupid bitch that doesn't do anything. I hate people, no matter who the fuck they are, that sign. I'm an advocate. No, you're a fucking idiot. If you want to make something happen, get the fuck out there and make it happen. Advocating shit is just a way for you to feel good. It doesn't actually accomplish anything. As a bike advocate, when I consider our greatest priorities, who's this fucking our shit? It is difficult for me to stand behind something that is mostly about personal convenience. Unless, of course, it's your personal convenience, right? She's not going to support this because it's about personal convenience. Well, you know what? Your smartphone is about personal convenience. the fucking slave labor in China that built her iPhone, all the electricity used to charge her iPhone, which is generated by burning coal. You know, the iPhone was delivered to her in a truck burning fossil fuels. That's all about her fucking personal convenience. But then again, you know, remember, it doesn't matter when other people are enslaved for your personal convenience. It doesn't matter when the environment is destroyed for your personal convenience. No, no, no. Why? Because Bevan Barber Campbell is a stupid fucking cunt. And the world revolves around her fucking emotional responses and her goddamn fear and her terror and her personal convenience, right? Remember, the whole reason she says here that she's difficult to stand behind something that is mostly about personal convenience. But how did she start this whole thing off? As a bike commuter, I used to be afraid of being hit by a car. Lately, I worry more about being hit by another cyclist. I fear head-on collisions, blah, blah, blah. The reason she supports this law is entirely about her own personal convenience. She's so fucking afraid when she rides her bicycle, and she doesn't want to be afraid anymore. And that's why we need fucking put people in rape cages if they ride their bicycle through a stop sign, because she's afraid. And you're gonna tell me that's not her fucking personal convenience? Fucking ignorant cunt. I need a good word for men that has the emotional impact for them that cunt has for women. Like, what do you call men that has the same emotional impact? Right, I don't know either. When I get to the next one, which I'm going to do eventually, as far as I know right now, I'm going to use hipster, because hipster is the closest thing I've got. And I guess girls could be hipsters, but, oh my God, a chick called me a hipster the other day. I thought I was going to have to kill her. Unfortunately, I like her, so I didn't kill her. I thought about it, though. All right. Let me wrap this up, because we're almost done with this stupid bitch, and then we can move on to the next stupid bitch, which is actually a guy. And this guy is a fucking idiot. Oh my God. He's a fucking hipster. Okay. And I worry. Again, it's the emotional response, right? She is difficult for me to stand behind something that is about personal convenience. And I worry that such an ordinance will only increase the confusion, fear, and animosity felt by motorists towards bicycles. So again, it's emotion. She's worried. It's her personal convenience. And it's going to, you know, this will only increase the confusion, fear, and animosity. Again, it's the appeal to fear, right? Who are all these people? Land whale. The land whale is coming. I don't know if you guys can hear the train or not. Yeah, you can hear it, because I can see it moving the meter. Land whale coming through. Who are all these people? And don't get me wrong, I understand there are motorists who are assholes. The guy who was behind me the other day, revving his engine, blowing his horn, and yelling at me, even though he had another lane to drive in. I mean, yes, there are some people driving cars who are going to express their anger towards bicyclists. I mean, I had another guy in a car deliberately hit me on my bicycle. I mean, deliberately, he drove his car into my bicycle. My bicycle was still. And he drove into my bicycle while I was on it because I was in his way. Yes, I understand these people exist. But again, these people exist because of the state. The state needs these people who are stupid to vote for them. In both cases, in an anarcho-capitalist society, I would have pulled out a gun and I would have shot both of these people and they would be dead. Except that I wouldn't have done that because in an anarcho-capitalist society, people would understand that if you do things like that, you will get killed. And therefore, people who are assholes will not be assholes because they want to stay alive. I've talked about this at great length, right? Our society, the police force, the justice system, and our society, Randy's telling me not to go down this rabbit hole because I'll be there for years, right? But I mean, like, this guy who hit me on my bicycle with his car, if I would have done anything to him in retaliation for that, the police would have showed up and they would have protected him from me. That's what the police do. That's why people who drive, that's why the drivers that she's so afraid of who are going to hit bicyclists, who are going to be malicious towards bicyclists, that's why those people exist. Because they know they can do these things and the police will protect them. You know, witness not too long ago here in Fort Collins where the police officer driving his car, looking at his computer, hits a girl on the bicycle. What does he do? He gives the girl on the bicycle a ticket because he ran into her while playing solitaire on his computer, right? Anyhow, yes, we're not going down the rabbit hole. Not going down the rabbit hole. And of course, all these people who are such terrible drivers and have this hatred towards bicycles and are going to, you know, have all this fear and animosity felt by motorists towards bicyclists. All of these people, again, they had mothers, they were raised by women, and they have 12 years of public education and 4 years of college. The failure is not in the laws. The failure is in a society where people can have that much life experience and still be that much of fucking assholes. All right, now, next up, this next bit is written by a man. I use the term man loosely because I think he has male genitalia. His name is Paul Hummer. He is a hipster. I saw him not long ago. He had greasy hair. He had a waxed mustache. There's something, Fort Collins has this thing about mustaches. Facial hair on men, for the most part, there's some guys who can pull it off, but for most guys, it's just really fucking disgusting. So the guy gelled hair and his waxed mustache, and he's wearing this button-up shirt that was too tight for him, and all the buttons are pulled back. Not just the ones on his gut. I mean, all of them, all the way up. And he's trying to look all hipster and cool, and he's really just a fucking loser. Now, he's a man. So, Bevan, of course, her entire piece was about fear and emotion and, you know, about her selfishness and about how she's afraid and yada, and, you know, white men are out to get the children and the women. And so it's all just based on pure emotion, no fucking logic, no reasoning, no facts, just pure fucking vomiting her fear and emotion all over the paper and acting like society is supposed to give a shit and put people in rape cages because she's afraid. Hummer, on the other hand, takes a different approach. He attempts using logic, but because he's, I also know that he's a Christian and he believes there's an invisible man who lives in the sky. And so he tries to apply logic and reasoning, and in the process shows that he has absolutely no fucking concept of what logic and reasoning is. And he attempts to invoke, what do you call it? Social contract theory. Like, what the fuck am I talking about? Social contract theory, one of my favorite things. Yes, the good old social contract, which is not written down anywhere and which nobody has actually signed and which just changes anytime anybody feels like changing it. All right, let me just do this. I'm going to stop a lot less on his because unlike Bevan's, like every fucking sentence of this, and you can tell this is written by a man because I don't need to stop and analyze every sentence because every sentence is not an appeal to emotion. And every sentence is not an argument by adjective. Some of the sentences don't even make any sense, and a lot of them are just filler sentences. But anyway, here we go. A lot of hubbub has been made about Fort Collins considering stop as yield for bicyclists, similar to what happens in Idaho. I've thought a lot about it. You know, again, okay, whoops, that was me bumping the microphone. All right. I've thought a lot about that, and I've spoken with lots of friends about it. I put about 10K miles on my various bikes each year, which is not a huge amount, but also not insignificant, and about 40% of that is in town cycling for running errands. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. In order to properly consider this change, I think it's first important to think about something that most people don't think about, social contracts. What if we think about something most people don't think about, such as the non-aggression principle and property rights? Oh, but we're not going to think about those because, well, that would cause a lot of problems. All right. A social contract is, quote, an actual or hypothetical agreement among the members of an organized society or between a community and its ruler that defines and limits the rights and duties of each. Its ruler. Again, see, I have a ruler. I'm going to negotiate with my ruler to limit my rights and responsibilities. This is the thinking of a slave. This is exactly what a slave would say. I'm going to go to my massa and I'm going to see if I can get permission to get married to somebody who has a penis just like I do. Because I don't own my own body. And I don't have any property rights to my own body and I'm not free. So I need my massa to give me permission to marry another man. Okay. Social contract is an actual. No, there is no such thing as an actual social contract. Every social contract in existence is hypothetical. Is there an actual or hypothetical agreement? No. There is no actual social contract anywhere in the fucking universe. You cannot show me an actual social contract. I have never in my life signed an actual social contract. I have signed contracts, yes. But I have never signed a social contract. Among the members of an organized society or between a community and its ruler that defines and limits the rights and duties of each. No, you are. It's a really desperate attempt here in your pulling up the social contract. Look, social contract does not exist for two reasons. First of all, you can't have a contract that doesn't have specific terms to it. And since no social contract is written down, nobody actually knows what the terms of social contracts are. Now, some people like Palmer would probably argue, we have laws, that's social contract. No. No, laws are not a social contract because it says here. It doesn't say here. But interestingly enough, in his definition of social contract, let me read this again. What's missing? An actual or hypothetical agreement among the members of an organized society between a community and its ruler defines and limits the rights and duties of each. Notice that any implication of consent by individuals is missing. Also notice, of course, that the ability to opt out is missing. All right, so laws are not social contract. Because just because someone passes a law, that doesn't mean everybody agrees with that law. The other problem with social contracts, they're not written down. That's why laws are not social contracts, all right? But the other problem with social contracts, although nothing's written down, is that a contract, by definition, has to not just have specific terms to the agreement, but you can't, and this is a legal definition, a contract cannot involve something where one person, for a contract to be a contract, it has to involve two or more people. And a contract, to be a contract, legally speaking, you have to have an exchange of value. So we sign a contract. I say, I am going to mop your floor. You're going to give me $10. There's two people involved. We're exchanging value. You're giving me $10. I am doing the labor of mopping your floor for you. Okay? The so-called social contract that he's talking about, if any given party can change the social with my mopping the floor contract, if either of us can change the contract at any time without the consent of the other person, that's not a contract. So if I just say, well, you know what? I'm going to change the contract. I'm not going to mop your floors anymore. I'm just going to dust the bookcase, but you still have to give me the $10. Okay, I can't do that unless you agree to it. A contract to be modified requires the consent of both people. A contract cannot just meaninglessly, randomly, or at the whims of one party change. That is not a contract. So this whole social contract thing, and these people who think that laws are social contract, all of this is a giant mess because the social contract is not written down. The social contract changes at any given time. If you're going to argue that laws are social contract, well, not everybody has agreed to every law, and they have no opportunity to opt out. Another thing about a contract is it's voluntary. I can voluntarily choose not to sign a contract saying I will mop your floor in exchange for $10. But a law that says if you don't stop your bicycle at every stop sign, we will put you in a rape cage is not voluntary. All right, so I should just move on because I can spend all day fucking whining about how social contract doesn't fucking exist, but stupid fuckers like hipster Hummer Boy are still going to think they do. Another thing you can tell about idiots is whenever some idiot resorts to social contract to justify shit, you know they're getting desperate. Because what about other social contracts? Again, black people who are born on plantations, there was a social contract that they were born into slavery, they were going to be a slave. I mean, there's some social contract for you right there. So if social contract is so goddamn important and powerful and such a legitimate factor in shit like this, then why aren't all the black people picking cotton? Well, it's because eventually we recognize that that so-called social contract was bullshit because social contract is bullshit, and we moved on. That's why. Look at my notes. I did that. Oh, yes, and of course I said laws. The idiots will also argue that we have social contract because we have democracy. Democracy is, of course, mob rules. It's not even the mob. Well, it kind of is the mob. It's not a majority, is what I should say. Because people say, well, it's majority rules. No, as I said, less than 20% of the people in the United States voted for Obama. That's not a fucking majority. That is a mob. So democracy as social contract theory argument. The argument for democracy as social contract does not hold up. Again, because everybody did not fucking agree to it. If you're forced into a contract, it's not a fucking contract. A contract is voluntary. All right, let me move on or we're never going to get through this. Between a community and its ruler, you fucking statist. Your need, you know, your pathetic little need to have a ruler, to have somebody being your master, to have somebody being your overlord. You people make me fucking sick with your nasty little waxed mustaches. Buy some fucking clothes that fit, you fucking hipster. All right. If I call a guy a cunt, does it have any emotional impact like when I do it to a bitch? I'm not asking you, I'm asking Randy. I gotta come up with something for that. All right. Every day we deal in social contracts where we've made expectations of various interactions with people. I have no fucking clue what he's talking about. I do not have expectations of other people based on social contracts. I don't even know. We shake hands as a greeting. No, that's not a social contract. That's a custom. He says, we hold the elevator for people. That's not a social contract. That's being nice. And I don't hold elevators for people that I know are assholes. That's not a fucking social contract. These are not social contracts. I mean, he's attempting to use this philosophical term, social contract. He clearly doesn't even know what the fuck it means. We expect that the chimes on the clock will go off in the middle of recording because I put a clock that chimes in the recording studio. That was brilliant. We expect that, quote, any decent person, unquote, would hold the elevator for us. You mean, are these the same decent people who support Obama as he murders brown people in foreign countries with flying robots? I don't have expectations of it. My expectations of other people is that just like this idiot fucking cunt hipster, what's his name? Paul, and the idiot cunt Bevan, the only expectation I have of those of you who are statist is that you will murder me and you will murder other people for your own personal convenience. Those are my only fucking expectations. And none of this is social contract. Okay, many opponents of the stop as yield change make arguments like, quote, the only thing that will change is the legality of their running stop signs. They will continue to cut drivers off as they legally ride all over the road, unquote. Okay, first of all, nobody on a bicycle cuts drivers off because in a clash between a car and a bicycle, the car is going to win. Again, if you're on a bicycle and you try to cut a car off, that's where evolution comes in. That's where natural selection comes in. And like people in cars don't cut off people on bicycles. And people in cars don't cut off people in cars. And people on bicycles don't cut off people. Again, this is because we have rude people in our society because we can't kill them because the rude people are also the least intelligent people. And the Republicans and the Democrats need the least intelligent people to vote for them. All of this is because we are circumventing natural selection. This is a logical fallacy and should be treated as such. Ignore them. Now, Hummerboy doesn't actually explain why this is a logical fallacy. He just says it's a logical fallacy, after, of course, illustrating that he has no fucking clue what a social contract actually is. There are asshole drivers and asshole cyclists. I see cars go from stopping at a red light to running a red light, but that doesn't mean all drivers are bad. Oddly enough, however, we see one white guy rape a woman and all white men are rapists. We see one person with a gun shoot school children and all people who own guns are psychos. But, you know, hey, logic is something you apply when it works to your benefit, and then when it doesn't work, you ignore it. Right? Right. These people wouldn't hold the elevator for you because they don't care about social contracts. No, Paul, we don't hold the elevator for you because you have greasy hair and this fucking gross-looking mustache. Your mouth looks like a woman's fucking vagina. And you're wearing a shirt that is too tight for you because you're not smart enough to buy clothes that fit. That's why people don't hold the elevator for you. Holding the elevator for other people is not a fucking social contract. It's a goddamn courtesy. And a courtesy is something you have to earn. It's like respect. It's like wealth. You earn those things. It's like wisdom. You earn it. You wouldn't know anything about earning shit because you're a goddamn liberal Democrat, because you're a fucking statist, because you believe that just because you have a nasty little mustache with wax on it, and just because you're alive, that other people owe you shit. They look out for theirs, and no law or rule of common decency will do anything about it. Yes, they look out for theirs, just like those of you who support Obama killing brown people in foreign countries support him because you want health insurance. You're looking out for yours. As teenagers, many of us couldn't wait to turn 15 and a half so we could get our learner's permit. This is all just fluff. At 16, we were so excited to take our driving test and get our first driver's license. Who's this wee shit? Is there a mouse in your pocket? I can almost guarantee no one at that age is a very good driver. No shit. I mean, after all, they only were raised by women, and by that point they've had what? 10 years of public education? It's not like they'd be smart enough to navigate a stop sign or a yield sign or anything. I'm from the country where we learned how to drive out in the country before we ever got on a road. City boys don't have that option. As a more experienced driver, you know the inexperienced driver because they second guess everything. They worry about doing the wrong thing in the wrong place. As you get older, you gain experience through pattern matching. Oh, he's trying so hard to sound intellectual. You do not have pattern matching skills. You've elected Democrats before. Taxes still go up. Wars still go on. There's no fucking pattern matching. We have had 200 fucking years of statism in this country. We've got wars. We've had all these years of fucking welfare. There's more poor people than ever. If you had pattern matching skills, you would recognize welfare doesn't stop poverty or prevent poverty or cure poverty. We got kids going through 12 years of public education and stupider than shit. Every year the education system gets more money. Every year the kids get stupider. Don't fucking sit here with your goddamn little waxed mustache hipster ass and tell me that you understand pattern matching. You do not fucking get pattern matching, you stupid fucking cunt. You learn to look ahead at the road. Again, evolution. If you're driving a car and you're not looking in front of you to see where the car is going, that's how your DNA gets removed from the gene pool. You learn to look ahead at the road and anticipate changes in the lights and how to use your instincts to know if the car is going to turn in front of you. When you get to a busy four-way stop, things get complicated. Yes, 12 years of public education, 4 years of college, raised by a woman, years of driving down the road, but oh my God, you come to a four-way stop sign and it's so fucking confusing. Holy shit, what are we gonna do? I'm so confused. It's a four-way stop. Again, if you can't navigate a four-way stop sign, that tells me that being raised by a woman doesn't work. This tells me that 12 years of public education doesn't work. This tells me that driver's education doesn't work. This tells me that making laws doesn't work. This tells me that 4 years of college doesn't work. This tells me that your so-called pattern matching skills don't work. This tells me that your intelligence doesn't work. This tells me that your problem solving skills doesn't work. This tells me that your ability to resolve conflict with other people doesn't work. This tells me that your nonverbal communication skills don't work. It's a fucking four-way stop sign. If you're not smart enough to navigate a fucking four-way stop sign, how can you be smart enough to vote for which cocksucker is going to control all the nuclear missiles that the United States owns? How can you vote for a cocksucker like Obama and Romney, pretending that you know what the fuck you're doing and that you're making some kind of intelligent decision? Fucking, you are such a fucking stupid hipster cunt with your waxed mustache. I am sorry. Yeah, I understand that a fucking four-way stop sign is too complicated for your fucking Paul Hummer ass. But again, maybe your DNA needs to be cleaned out of the gene pool. Have you fucking considered this? It's always a first-come, first-served thing. Well, yes, it is. That's how a fucking four-way stop sign works. Whoever got there first goes first. If you get there at the same time, the person to your right goes, wow, no shit. But what about if the car actually got there before you, but was six cars back, and you were five cars back, and left turns, and that guy skipped a turn, and wait, there's a pedestrian, and analysis paralysis. No, it's called stupidity. Okay, it doesn't matter how many cars back. When the car in front of you goes, you go forward, you stop at the stop sign. When your car stops at the stop sign, when you're the car right there by the, I'm having to fucking explain. On a goddamn 9-year-old podcast in a fucking country where pretty much fucking everybody goes to college, I am standing, having to fucking stand here and explain to a fucking social misfit hipster cunt son of a bitch with a waxed mustache how to fucking operate a four-way stop sign. And you people wonder why I hate you. I was about to stand here and explain how a four-way stop sign works. There's only analysis paralysis involved if you're fucking stupid. If your genes need to be removed from the gene pool. It's not this fucking hard. If it is this hard for you, maybe you're an idiot. Maybe you shouldn't be in a car. Maybe you shouldn't be in public. Maybe you shouldn't be alive. This is where this is when people get angry because social contracts are violated. No. This is not when people get angry. This is when natural selection kicks in. This is when the 12 years of public education and the 4 years of college should allow an intelligent person to fucking solve a problem. The social contracts are, there are no social contracts. This is where people who are in a hurry turn into fucking assholes. This is where people who couldn't judge how long it's going to take them to drive from point A to point B turn into assholes. Four-way stop signs are not that complicated unless you're stupid. I have been navigating four-way stop signs my entire goddamn life. And I've never hit a person, a bicycle, a skateboard, a squirrel, another automobile, nothing. It's not that fucking hard. You just have to be able to think. And again, here, this is where he actually descends into the appeal to fear. Oh my God, we're going to have analysis paralysis. We've got to pass laws. We already have the fucking laws. So again, there's this problem. We're scared that if we have the stop is yield, all of this shit's going to happen. But all this shit happens now. The law isn't going to make a difference. What'll make a difference is people not being so fucking stupid. What'll make a difference is if we allow natural selection to work. If we freaking just... I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right. Okay. Randy, we're going over. Let the music play. I'm going to get some more water. I'm going to cruise this through. We're going to go long. Because next episode is 150 episodes of Stating the Obvious. Fuck yes. I will now continue reading this. The problems break down when the social contract isn't as clear. And again, the social contract is never clear. There is no social contract. There's nothing written on a piece of paper that anybody can read and understand it. There is no fucking... The social contract isn't as clear. The social contract is never clear. There is no fucking social contract. Again, it's not that hard to understand why Hummer believes in the non-existent social contract, because remember, the guy's a theist. He believes in an invisible man who lives in the sky. If you can believe that there's an invisible man who lives in the sky, it's not that much of a stretch to also believe there's a contract that's never actually been written down, nobody's ever read it, and nobody's ever actually signed it and specifically agreed with it, but nonetheless it exists. I understand that. Okay, what happens when you put out your hand to shake and the other person opens their arms for a hug? Your brain drops into manual pilot mode and you have to do the world's fastest mental negotiation. Yes, it's called thinking. Being able to think and react to the environment around you is what separates people from rocks. As people, we can think. We can change. We can respond to things that happen around us, and we can do stuff. This is also what separates intelligent people from stupid people. I feel, and now we're going into more subjective emotionalism, right? I feel like cyclists, when they don't act like cars, make themselves unpredictable. Okay, we've already pointed out bicycles are not cars. Again, you can't get on your bicycle and ride down the middle lane of College Avenue. If you're on a bicycle, you should not be acting like a car. I'm going to save that. And when you're unpredictable, you're a danger to everyone around you. Right, unlike Obama, unlike the police, unlike the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the DEA. Right. When you're unpredictable. Now remember, this is the same person who will make the argument that government regulations on businesses don't matter because a lot of businesses, of course, will stop spending or stop hiring, whatever, when a regime change is coming because of the unpredictability. I guarantee you Hummer would argue against that. Stop at a stoplight and wait your damn turn. Oh, fuck you, hipster boy. Fuck you. If there's no traffic coming, go through the goddamn stoplight. Be a fucking man. Make a goddamn decision. Again, this is what separates the anarchist from the statist. The statist cannot think for themselves. The statist cannot rationalize. The statist cannot problem solve. The statist needs laws. You always stop your bicycle at the stoplight, even though there's no oncoming traffic, because a statist is not smart enough to assess the situation. A statist cannot be on his bicycle with his fucking little mustache with wax in it and his shirt that doesn't fit, and bicycling along and come to the stop sign and stop and look left, look right, and look left again, and see there's no traffic, and see that there are clear lines of sight way down there. There's no cars coming at all. And then make the decision, it's safe for me to go across this street. A statist is a person who is not smart enough to do that. This is DNA that needs to be removed from the gene pool. We do not need laws for this kind of shit. If you're not smart enough to evaluate a situation like that, right, you're on your bicycle and you come to a stop sign. Again, you look to the left, you look to the right, you look to the left again. There's no traffic coming. Or maybe there is traffic coming. Whatever the situation is, if you're not smart enough to look at that situation at that given moment, the conditions, what are the conditions of the weather? What are the conditions of the road? What are the traffic conditions? Are there vehicles coming or not? How fast are they coming or not? Which lanes are they in? Which direction are they going? If you're not smart enough to take in all of this information and make an analysis and make a decision about the smartest thing for you to do under those circumstances, then how the fuck are you smart enough to have a job? How are you smart enough to participate in democracy? How did you make it through 12 years of public education? How do you have a college diploma? I mean, this is not difficult, people. Assessing whether or not you need to stop at a stop sign on your bicycle or stop at a stoplight on your bicycle based on the environmental conditions around you is not that fucking difficult. And if you can't do that, a fucking law doesn't solve things. Laws cannot fix stupid. The only thing that fixes stupid is natural selection. God, am I like on a fucking, just one fucking track mind today? Okay. If you motion like you're going to run the red, that car that you think is far enough off is going to start slowing down, expecting you to run it. Okay. Ever been driving behind a car that suddenly starts slowing down for no apparent reason? Does it make you happy? Again, okay, at more appeal to emotion. So, oh my God, somebody in the car behind the car that slows down might not be happy about it. Does that make you, and then another thing, does that make you happy? Like, so we're supposed, we need this law for people to be happy. I'm trying to make some kind of sense of all of this shit. And I'm trying to relate this. You know, again, the dumb bitch. What was her fucking cunt ass name? Bevan. You know, the dumb cunt Bevan. God, I just lost my train of thought. I started thinking about how stupid these people are. Oh, yes, now I remembered. The dumb cunt Bevan. I'm looking for it. I want to read it. Yes. Modeling is everything with kids. They will do what they see their parents doing. Right, it's this modeling. So we got to do things that make people happy. Like, for example, supporting Obama because he kills people. Does that make you happy? I don't know. I'm just my brain hurts. I got derailed there. Look, just fucking trust me on this. You're an idiot. And this also comes down to what I was just saying. I mean, people on cars, people in cars, people on bicycles need to learn how to fucking judge time and distance. I mean, again, this is a fucking skill you need to learn when you're riding your bicycle. Can I get my bicycle across the street before that car gets here? Can I accurately judge time and distance? Again, you know, the gazelle that cannot accurately judge time and distance gets eaten by the lion. Evolution. It's awesome. And when you circumvent evolution, when you circumvent natural selection, when you deliberately go to great lengths to keep the most inferior gazelles alive, you end up with gazelles that are blind and slow. Well, take a look at people under 30. They are the result of breeding inferior stock. Because we put so much effort into the welfare system, into passing all these laws to protect the stupid people from themselves, into making sure the stupid people always have food so that they can keep eating and stay alive, so that the stupid people can keep making more babies, so that there's more stupid people. We've bred all of these fucking people to now we've reached the point where large numbers of the population are too stupid to navigate a four-way stop sign, where this stupid bitch Bevan talks about how she has to teach children to stop at stop signs. A big fucking sign that says stop on it. We have to teach kids what the fuck that means. Why? Because they are inferior. I sound like I'm into eugenics. For the point of clarity, I want to be very, very clear about this. I am not advocating killing stupid people. That violates the non-aggression principle. I am advocating that we do not have laws to put people in rape cages to prevent the stupid people from doing things that result in them dying by their own actions or stupidity. Okay? Again, if you believe that a woman owns her own body and she can get an abortion anytime you want, then you need to believe that a woman owns her own body and she can make stupid decisions with her body and suffer the consequences of it. All right, let me wrap this up because we're going to try to keep this under an hour. Oops. I failed at that, didn't I, Randy? All right, we are not under an hour. All right. Bikes are hard to see. I can't count how many times I've almost had a collision on Loomis because the car with the stop sign just didn't see me and I didn't have a stop sign. So again, there's a law that says cars stop at stop signs. How's that working for you? It's not fucking I mean, if laws solved problems, that problem would be solved. Add to that a four-way stop, and not only are you negotiating which car is next, but also when does that cyclist jump into the queue? If the bike is riding in a car lane, can it just tailgate through with another car? All of these questions would be sorted out with the change in policy, but that doesn't mean anyone is going to know the intricate details. Again, see what I'm saying? We need a law that specifies. I mean, look, you're on your bike. Make a goddamn decision. You think you can tailgate through with a car? Go for it. Is your life really not that important to you that you're going to try that? I mean, again, the fucking situation. Is it rush hour? Then maybe you should wait because everybody's going to be in a hurry. Everybody's have their head up their ass. Right? Is it raining? Visibility's low? Maybe you should wait. But of course, if you wait your turn and you pretend you're a car, then the asshole behind you might blow their horn at you because they want you to go. Yeah, I mean, look, you have to fucking be capable of thinking. You have to be capable of making decisions in the moment. Laws are not going to fucking solve this because there's all these other people involved. And yes, he is right about the fact that no one is going to know the intricate details. But then again, there shouldn't be intricate details because everybody should be fucking smart enough to figure out how to navigate a four-way stop sign. Again, we just keep coming back to this. The fact that there's all these people driving around in cars who aren't smart enough to figure this out and aren't polite enough to negotiate all of this out and can't fucking figure this out without a goddamn law doesn't tell you we need a law. It tells you that people are fucking stupid. Right-of-way rules will get more complicated. We introduce more opportunities for he said, she said in actual collisions. And most importantly, when it comes to bike-on-car collisions, it doesn't matter who had the right-of-way. It's not likely that the driver will be heading anywhere in an ambulance. So all of this is about how hard it is to think. And laws cannot fix this. At some point, you have to teach people in society, well, you can't teach people. At some point, you have to have a society where people can learn to think for themselves and to make decisions and to analyze situations. And we're not going to have that as long as we have the public school system. We're not going to have that as long as we have statism. What do you get with the policy change? Not safety. Why not? By adding more decisions that require a driver's manual mode, you're introducing more opportunities for a mistake. Or they could just put down the cell phone. Again, I don't understand why we're adding more. No, we're not. Okay, I'm on my bicycle. I'm riding down the street. I come to a stop sign. I look left, no cars. Look right, no cars. I look left, no cars. I go through the stop sign. I have not added to anybody else's decisions because there's nobody else there but me. Now, if I'm riding my bike and I'm coming to the stop sign and I look to the left and I see a car coming, then I've added to my own decision. Well, no, I still have to make a decision to stop or to go through. I make the decision to stop because there's a fucking car coming. Again, I have not added to the decision-making of the person driving the car. Again, I have no idea what the fuck this fucking hipster cunt with his fucking waxed mustache is talking about. He's trying to take shit, which is really simple if you just know how to think, and he's trying to make it so complicated, and that's why we need the government to make our decisions for us. Because, oh, we're just so stupid, and we can't think for ourselves, and we need our daddy and the government to make our decisions for us. And anybody who doesn't obey daddy, we need to put them in a rape cage. I'm concerned we, the royal we, I assume he has a mouse in his pocket. I'm concerned we want this policy for convenience. Again, convenience, just like we want slave labor in China to make iPhones. We want Obama to kill brown people in foreign countries with flying robots. We want free health care. We want, for our convenience, laws about stopping at stop signs on bicycles. We want taxes on marijuana. We want marijuana legal, or we want marijuana illegal, or we want homosexual marriage legal, or we want homosexual marriage illegal. We, this fucking royal we with the mouse in his pocket, wants all this shit for his own personal fucking convenience. He wants everybody on a bicycle to stop at every stop sign for his personal convenience so that he doesn't have to fucking think. Because we don't want to wait 2 seconds at an empty intersection. If it's an empty intersection, there's no reason to wait. It's called intelligence. It would be super convenient for me to turn left onto the wrong side of mountain from intersections where cars can't. But cars won't be looking for traffic heading the wrong way on the road, so it makes it less safe for me. Well, then you shouldn't do it. Again, it's like, this would be less safe for me. Okay, then don't do it. Do you need a law? Again, it's the fucking nanny statism. I need laws against things that aren't safe for me because I'm a hipster and my shirt doesn't fit because I'm not smart enough to go to the thrift shop and buy a shirt that actually fucking fits me. I'm not saying we shouldn't go ahead. That's funny. This entire fucking piece of shit excuse for logic and reasoning was an argument against the stop as yield law. But he's not saying we shouldn't go ahead. No. I'm not saying we shouldn't go ahead, but I don't think this is a place where caution should be thrown to the wind and hurry something through. Yes, hurry this through, because God knows there's nobody else, no other state in the universe has a stop as yield law. You know, nobody on their bicycle fucking treats stop signs as yield signs already. I mean, again, this is the same fucking cocksucking hipster piece of shit with a waxed mustache that supports Obama murdering people. But, oh, we gotta really slow down and think hard before we let people on bicycles go through stop signs when there's no oncoming traffic. Oh, this is really dangerous. There's another Fort Collins bicycle controversy that fits in with this. Because there's another thing people say is, when you're on your bicycle, you shouldn't ride on the sidewalk. And I get that. You shouldn't ride on the sidewalk if there is a road there which is safe to ride on. Again, you have to make a fucking... You have to be smart enough to determine. Road? Let's see. Because legally, you can ride your bicycle on parts of College Avenue. Again, if you're stupid and you don't value your life, you can do that legally, but there on in those stretches of College Avenue, I ain't gonna motherfucking ride my bike on that thing. You will fucking die. So you make a decision. Do you value your life? Yes. So, given that I value my life, do I think I'm safer riding my bike on the sidewalk or on the road? So, here's the sidewalk thing, though. Is people will say, you shouldn't ride your bicycle on the sidewalk because automobile, when you're coming off the sidewalk to cross the street, people in cars will not see you. Now, this has always fucking baffled the shit out of me because when you're in a car and you come to an intersection, in addition to looking left and right to see if there's oncoming traffic, shouldn't you be looking at the sidewalk to see if there are pedestrians coming off the sidewalk to cross the street? Especially since, in theory, according to the law, according to our masses in the government, pedestrians have the right of way. Of course, practical application here in Fort Collins. Again, if you have ever crossed the street on foot in Fort Collins, you know that the cars will fucking run over you in a heartbeat. And probably this is why, because people say to me, well, if you ride on the sidewalk, the cars aren't going to see you. Well, if you're driving a car, why aren't you looking at the fucking sidewalk to see if somebody, be it a pedestrian, be it a person on a bicycle, be it a person in a wheelchair, because we have quite a few people in wheelchairs I see around downtown Fort Collins all the time. Some of them are manual, some of them are motorized. I sometimes see the people in the motorized wheelchairs using the bike lanes. I wonder if there's a law about that. Some of them say, oh my God, it's a person in a wheelchair in the bike lane. I'm so confused. I need my masses to pass a law because I have a waxed mustache and my shirt doesn't fit and I don't know what to do. I mean, fuck, man. When you're driving a car and you come to an intersection, why aren't you looking at these sidewalks to see if there's a pedestrian or a bicyclist or a person in a wheelchair or a person on crutches or a fucking squirrel or a child or what the fuck ever coming down the sidewalk? Why do you people not fucking pay attention to your surroundings? You were all raised by women. You have 12 years of public education. You have 4 years of college. You can't fucking look around you and pay attention to your environment. Your DNA needs to be Cloroxed out of the fucking gene pool. We do not need more fucking laws. I think ultimately all of this is motivated to a large extent by people in cars are jealous because bicyclists can go through a stop sign and get away with it and they can't. I really honestly believe it all, because it all boils down to personal convenience. Right, again, everybody's against slavery, but nobody has a problem with the Chinese people building iPhones for $1 an hour or whatever they get, because the iPhone is for their personal convenience, right? Everybody claims they're against killing people, but nobody has a problem with Obama murdering people because Obama passed Obamacare and now they can get health insurance. It's all about their personal convenience. Anytime you're talking to any cocksucking motherfucker who wants any kind of law passed about anything, I guarantee you it's about their personal convenience and it's about their fear. That's all that's going on here. One last thing to throw in. I'll see if I can be fast about this. In the realm of transportation, bicyclists are expected to yield to everyone else, right? We have to go around the pedestrians. We have to yield to the automobiles. You know, you have to yield to the horses. Bicycle, and again, it's always like, well, you know, we have to regulate the bicyclists. You know, the bicyclists can't ride in the fucking lane. You got to be in the goddamn bike lane. But the bicycle is a car, but you can't use the car lane, right? It's all about when the cop hits the bicyclist. That happened when I lived in Greeley. Also, a police officer was making a right-hand turn, hit a bicyclist who was going straight. Same thing. The cop got out, gave the bicyclist a ticket, right? It's always the bicyclist that gets blamed for everything. And in any kind of situation like that, you have to realize that the person who gets the blame is almost always the person who has the most responsibility. And the person who has the most responsibility has the most responsibility because they are the superior being, right? I mean, as bicyclists, we have to be smarter than people on horses because the horse does the thinking. We have to be smarter than people who are walking because people who are walking have to make decisions. Bicyclists have to make essentially the same decision, but they have to make that decision while moving faster. And we also have to make the same decisions cars make, but we have to make those decisions without the added security being in a car, right? I mean, if a car runs into a tree, it's bad, but you've got all this padding around you. You got a seatbelt, you got airbags, yada, yada. If your bicycle runs into a tree, it's you and the tree. You may be wearing your stupid little helmet that looks like a dead turtle, but I personally don't do that. And hey, you know what? It keeps me on my toes. When you're on your bicycle, your life is in your hands at any fucking given moment, and you have to be aware. You have to be responsible. You have to make a lot of decisions. You have to think. It's kind of like being the white man with the job of society. Being a bicycle is to transportation. Being a bicyclist is to transportation. Like being a white man who makes money is to society. right? As a white man who actually makes money without getting fucking welfare checks, everything that happens is my fault, right? Woman gets raped, my fault. Minorities can't get a job, my fault. You know, Obamacare is a joke, my fault. So those who have the most intelligence, those who have the most responsibility, always get saddled with the blame. And those who are jealous of us are always looking for ways to drag us down. And ultimately, that's what all of this ends up as. Automobile drivers, other bicyclists, see a person riding a bicycle who can come to a stop sign, look left, look right, look left, make a decision if it's safe to blow through the stop sign or not, then follow through on that decision. Other people are jealous of that person because that person is smarter than they are, is more capable than they are, is more responsible than they are, is more aware of his surroundings than they are, is simply more competent than they are, and is getting where he's going 3 seconds sooner. And simply being aware of all of that just makes these people fucking jealous. It makes them full of hatred because they are so self-consumed with their own personal fucking convenience that they just cannot stand to see anybody else being smarter, being more self-aware, being more successful than them. And so they do everything they can to drag those other people down, even if it means putting them into rape cages. Next edition of Stating the Obvious, number 150. It's going to be awesome. I am going to say the word fuck more times than you have ever heard me say the word fuck in a single episode of Stating the Obvious ever. I am going to be off the fucking hook. So be there.